Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show 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 crowd of Solana.
Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hot meat crowd of Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca on to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hot Man, can't stop from each other, deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowd, the greatest dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Crips, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's home. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You speak the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey,
show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Thank you, Georgie. Georgie does our theme song at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and very soon, 5 o'clock. Very exciting. Have heat tickets every hour today on the show. So you tune in, you're going to get your sports talk, your Dolphins, your Hurricanes, all the hoo-ha. You have a chance to win heat tickets every hour. In fact, I'll do it in the first segment if y'all remind me. We have tickets for Heat and Celtics this Thursday night. Who do the Heat have tonight, Solana?
The Phoenix Suns.
Suns? Your mic is not on. No, now it's on. Look at that, Jimmy. Jimmy saved you. Jimmy saved you.
I bet on Bam's overs.
When? Tonight?
Yes, for tonight's game.
Stop it.
It's 14.
Get out of here.
14 and a half I got.
14?
That's, you're the number one on an NBA team and your over's 14?
Get out of here.
I had to bet it tonight.
Hold on. I got to see if you have this correct.
Bro, I did it. I already got it locked in. I got 14 and a half. I'll show you my Hard Rock Bet app.
14 is Bam's over under?
When you've been running 6-7, 14 seems far.
Wow, yes. 14 and a half. That's crazy.
I had to bet the over. It just sounds wild to me.
Yeah, I'm going to bet the over as well. I'm going to bet the over. I have to. He can't put up 15 points?
I could score 14 with my eyes closed.
Anyway,
Stevie Wonder could score 14 on this offense.
Stevie Wonder had dinner next to my house two nights ago. He was at Rosebud in Boca Raton having dinner.
He saw everything.
No, didn't see anything.
It was beautiful.
Heat Celtics Thursday night. We have a pair of tickets every hour for you to potentially win. So just keep listening. Would the Dolphins fans be happy? We have a loaded potato today, by the way. Josh Pell is going to join us. And Joe Zgacki is going to join us. He's in South Bend, by the way. Hurricanes and Notre Dame tonight, basketball.
Hmm.
And Frank Caliendo, one of the funniest people on the planet, is going to join us today. So we're really loaded down. Now, would Dolphins fans, I was watching the game last night, a couple things popped into my head. Next season, if the head coach was John Harbaugh and your quarterback was Aaron Rodgers, would you be happy? Harbaugh's on the move, and I think Aaron Rodgers, if the right situation presented itself, I don't think he wants to play again in any place. I think Miami might be one of the places where he would say, yeah, you know what, I could do that. If it was Harbaugh and Aaron Rodgers, one-year bridge situation, would you be happy?
Harbaugh was a 100-mile-per-hour pitch down the middle, and I was ready. Then you said Rodgers. I don't want Rodgers to come here.
He's just donezo.
Did you watch him? Like,
I
he can't
did.
Move,
I,
huh?
I didn't bet Houston because I thought maybe he had that one night of magic left.
No.
Spoiler alert. He did not have the one. much like Mark Hochman, he did not have a night of magic left.
No more magic left in Aaron Rodgers. And he's going to be curmudgeonous. It's not like he's going to – Peyton Manning was happy with the Broncos. He was
– right.
And everybody knew he lost his fastball.
And kind of he knew that. And he's still just fun Peyton Manning.
Aaron today, Aaron Rodgers is sitting there saying that the offensive line let him down. And the receivers couldn't get open. And they dropped balls. Like, I don't –
Metcalf did drop an easy ball.
But Aaron Rodgers, is his curmudgeonous attitude at this age he's at, I don't think it'd be great for a young team.
I disagree. First of all, your boy Ryan Clark was praising him because, according to Ryan Clark on SportsCenter after the game last night, by the way, they're outside Heinz Field or whatever, Paycom Field, and they're clearly just freezing. I mean, RC is wearing 17 layers and was just uncomfortable. They got to have better judgment.
I like,
right?
But they always do that. I love when they do it on Prime Video, and Ryan Fitzpatrick is never bothered by the cold. Andrew Whitworth is bundled up in a parka hat. Ryan Fitzpatrick just sits there. Nothing bothers him. He's just like the guest of the world.
You didn't see the college game day the other week when it was raining.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And
Desmond Howard.
Who's on the right side that put on 11 layers in one segment?
It was cold and rainy.
But come on, man. I'm with Solana.
I don't like being cold.
I know, so put it inside. There's a bunch of places to put it inside. I have to see Nick Saban sitting in the cold. Put them inside and let them talk about football.
Mike Tomlin stepping down after 19 seasons with the Steelers. I told you he was on the hot seat. You guys castigated me when I said there was a breaking of the partnership going on in Pittsburgh. Mike Tomlin is stepping down. So now let me rephrase the question.
But you said stepping down is he on the hot seat or is he stepping down?
I think he knew his time was up there. And I think they're allowing him to call his shot.
And that's respectful.
That is
Mike
respectful
Tomlin.
And he's earned it.
Does he keep coaching though? This is the first thing I've ever seen about
a lot of people are suggesting he's going to go to television. That was starting to be talked about at the end of the season. Who would you rather have as your Dolphins head coach next season if they both were available? John Harbaugh, Mike Tomlin.
Even
knowing what he's done, which really isn't get anywhere for a long time. How long has it been where they've been?
I mean, 7 consecutive playoff losses. The first of those 7, by the way, was an AFC title game, to be fair. But 7 consecutive playoff losses. I looked them all up, by the way. And that ties the longest stretch in NFL history with Marvin Lewis for consecutive playoff losses.
Take emotion out of it, because I'm friends with Mike Tomlin. Harbaugh had a loaded roster and wasn't doing anything. Tomlin was trying to piece together a quarterback situation that had Mason Rudolph and Aaron Rodgers at 716 years old a part of it and still going 10-7. My answer, Mike Tomlin's a better coach than John Harbaugh. So I won Mike Tomlin.
I wonder, though, if Tomlin is closer to having lost his fastball than Harbaugh.
I do like Mike Tomlin because he's a side of the ball, and Harbaugh is a special teams guy. Harbaugh is literally a mediator of everything, and we need that. We need collaborative. Harbaugh is the definition of collaborative, but I know what Mike Tomlin's defense is going to look like every single time they take the field.
I just wonder if you're Stephen Ross, and what's the new GM's name?
J.E.S., John Eric Sullivan.
John Eric Sullivan.
What did you call him?
J.E.S.
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 That's what we're going to be calling him. J.E.S. You'll see.
I'm not a fan of the
I'm getting
the
ahead
three.
Of this, but you'll see. J.E.S.
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 John Eric Sullivan. J.E.S.
I'm going to call him Sully.
Sully. Like, I hate the three-letter guys, the three-name guys.
But you're Stephen Ross. You get Sully on the phone. And he goes, we can go full bore at one of these guys. Like, just who does Stephen Ross say?
Harbaugh.
I think Harbaugh. I think he's got ties to the Harbaughs.
The Harbaugh family.
They don't have to make this decision. I mean, they can go after them both. And I do, I feel like Tomlin is going to go into television. I thought those rumblings were a little too loud to think that someone didn't know something. But that is interesting. Mike Tomlin stepping down as Steelers head coach after 19 seasons. And that's, you know, one season of Aaron Rodgers. That'll do it.
The ayahuasca. What's it called?
Ayahuasca, yeah.
Random off.
That'll do it to you, man.
I hate to admit it, though, because I was going back and forth on this, because it does look like Harbaugh is leaning away from the Dolphins right now. And I know there's contact still that's going to be made and all that stuff. I just don't think the established guys, the Tomlins, the Harbaughs, have interest in Miami.
Well, I understand that. For me, it would be the interest in living here, mm-hmm. if that's where you are in your life. If you're in a spot in your life, your kids are out of school, there's literally no better place to live. I firmly believe that. So I think it depends where you are in your life. I think the biggest draw right now for the Dolphins is lifestyle. Honestly, biggest draw for the Dolphins.
That's bad.
I know. I'm with you. But roster-wise, we don't compare to any of these teams that have openings.
None.
Just none.
No set quarterback. Cap hell right now with all these contracts.
Yep.
No 11th number, number 11th pick. Like, yes, it's not a very attractive job right now. You're going to sell them South Beach?
Well, I what else are you going to sell?
They're in Miami Gardens. Hawk, you're bringing them to Miami Gardens.
What else are you going to sell someone? I mean, would you rather.
You're not going to bring them Miami Gardens.
Would you rather live in Fort Lauderdale on Las Olas East? Or would you rather live in downtown Cleveland? You tell me.
Oh, nobody wants to go to Cleveland.
That's what I'm saying. That's the draw.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, if you're at a spot in your life, Mike Tomlin has nothing left to prove.
No.
Right? He wants to go, relax, live a nice lifestyle. He's been in Pittsburgh for 20-plus years. Like, that to me is the draw. You have an owner, Stephen Ross, who will spend money. He may not have it because of the salary cap, but he'll spend money. He won't get in your way. He doesn't do press conferences every week. It's not Jerry Jones, you know.
Does Mike Tomlin feel a certain way about the two hip-hop thing years ago?
Nah, it was completely different personnel. It was Eddie Jones, right?
Yeah, Eddie Jones and Damon Jones.
Eddie Jones used to be the Dolphins president.
Who?
Eddie Jones used to be the Dolphins president. Not the Eddie Jones who played for the Heat.
Huh? I never met Eddie.
Yeah, Eddie Jones. Am I making
Eddie
that up?
Eddie Jones?
Huh. Yeah.
Eddie Jones was never making decisions for the Dolphins.
I think Eddie Jones was a Dolphins
Eddie
president.
Jones. Call Eddie and see what Eddie wants to do. No, because it was.
There you go. Eddie Jones, American football executive in the National Football League, joined the Miami Dolphins in 1988 as the vice president of administration before becoming the Dolphins executive vice president and general manager in 1990.
He drafted Crowder. He was there.
Eddie Jones drafted me.
Jones, you dummy.
I thought it was Nick Saban.
He drafted Crowder.
So you take your Eddie and Damon Jones jokes, and you take your Eddie Jones jokes, and
man,
do
y'all
that
leave
with
Big
them.
EJ. Yeah. Big EJ gave me some bread.
Oh, EJ
drafted you.
EJ,
the guy drafted you.
You met EJ Hawk.
Wow, oh, you guys are embarrassing. That's just embarrassing. All right, let's do headlines. Don't let me forget to give away Heat tickets this segment, Jimmy. Let's do headlines.
Just do it right now.
I don't want to get Jimmy all sidetracked.
But we're gonna do headlines.
All right, what caller number do you want to take for
Eddie
for
Jones
heat
wore six.
Eddie
six.
Jones from the Heat, though. This is a completely different Eddie Jones.
Namesake.
Oh, I am so happy. There is nothing that could happen in the next 3 hours and 44 minutes that is going to take this smile off my face. Oh,
Eddie Jones.
And Solana both want to just attack me for Eddie Jones. Guy friggin' drafted you.
Eddie Jones drafted me.
Solana's going down a list. Oh, Eddie Jones, yeah, Damon Jones. How about Jones, the Jonas Brothers, all the Jones?
Indiana Jones.
Caller 6 gets a pair of tickets for Heat and Celtics Thursday night, 305. That was the number? 567-0560?
Yes.
We got to update that. We got to get the 104.3 there in the phone number.
Okay.
Len, 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller 6 gets Heat Celtics tickets for Thursday night. We'll have another pair in the 3 o'clock hour. Yeah.
No, he didn't. He retired in 05.
Yeah, well, he had
drafted in 05.
That's right, because he knew they were going to take you.
They drafted you in the third round. They're like, all
and
right.
And he hung it up.
Time to step down,
fellas. I'm not even going to be here for the fourth round, fellas.
I have never seen this human in my life.
Well, I think he was the guy who said to hip-hop. I literally think he was the guy, no? No, I guess not. Well, no, if he was done in 05.
Tomlin was hired in 06 or 08?
No, it has to be.
06, because they won the Super Bowl in 08 or 09.
who gives a crap? But I had it right. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. You always pay less with your pricito at Doral Hyundai. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
I was too hip-hop for him. He's drafting this guy.
Yeah, he got hired.
You don't know anything about him, so shut up.
Did he draft me?
2007 is when Mike Tomlin began.
I don't think there's anyone who lays claim to that at this point. That's no one's calling card.
Saban's proud of my draft. Y'all go to hell.
So another head coach, or at the very least a head coaching vacancy opens up in Pittsburgh. That's a good job. Really good job. Another one in front of the Miami Dolphins, unfortunately.
Well, is it? Well, I mean, no quarterback.
No quarterback, but you're the Steelers.
But I feel that way about the Dolphins. Like, you're the Dolphins, you're the Steelers. They're storied franchises.
The Steelers have a much better roster, man. I don't even think comparable.
Well, they have DK Metcalf. That's
they
a pretty
TJ
good
Watt.
Start.
TJ Watt, yeah. Who's coming off a punctured lung.
Yeah.
Hope he's doing okay. On behalf of everybody.
I'm with you.
Jimmy, can you call Eddie Jones?
You can't call him. He passed away.
Oh, he's gone?
Hawk, he was 700 when he retired.
Well, trust me, your selection in the third round hastened the exit.
Who?
This is the big one, Elizabeth.
Who?
Oh, it was Joe Bailey. That was the guy. Tobin's reminding me. Joe Bailey was the two hip-hop guy.
That was after
Joe Bailey. Joe Bailey became the Dolphins president. Stu Gatz and I have talked about this on the podcast because Joe Bailey, we had the Dolphins rights at 790 The Ticket, and Joe Bailey was the head of the search firm that Wayne Huizenga hired to find the next Dolphins president.
Hmm.
Joe Bailey was the search firm. And Joe Bailey, who got paid $1 million to do that, came back to Wayne Huizenga and said, I'm your guy. And he hired him. He became the Dolphins president after conducting a search that found himself. He became the Dolphins president and then strong-armed the radio partner, 790 The Ticket, into having a one-hour talk show every week.
With him?
After the Levitard show. Yeah, it was the Joe Bailey show.
Jesus.
It was the Dolphins hour with Joe Bailey. That's how we had the info from him saying he's too hip-hop, because Joe Bailey was just in the halls with us once a week. And
he said he was too hip-hop.
Yeah.
Did he walk in dressed as Tupac? That phrase has been around for years, for decades. I don't know what that means. Does it mean black?
Oh, yeah.
He's too black? This is crazy.
There were a couple Dolphins head coaching search updates. The Finns asked for permission to interview. This was right after our show yesterday. It was reported Kevin Shepard, the Lions defensive coordinator.
Kelvin
Shepard, thank you. And they've also, according to reports this morning, requested an interview. Let me get this name right. Jesse Minter, the Chargers defensive coordinator.
All right.
So that's 8 names, and I guess we'll just throw Tomlin in there. 9 potential names that the Dolphins have interest in / interviewing for the head coaching vacancy.
All right.
I will say Kelvin Shepard's a friend of mine, and he's the future of coaching. Like, he's Dan Campbell-ish. So if you want that hard nose, you know, bite people's kneecap off and drink 100 coffees a day, Kelvin Shepard's your guy.
What kind of guy is Kevin Shepard?
I never met him.
The Panthers beat my Sabres last night 4-3. Man. They scored two in the fourth.
Amazing.
In the third.
Get past the two in the fourth, huh?
Two in the fourth.
What league is that?
There you go, Jimmy.
It's easy with nobody else on the ice.
Boy, they have really mailed it in this fourth period.
Shoot, 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 shoot.
Balling.
The Cats don't play again until Friday. Kind of weird. They're on this six-game road trip. They get to come back to South Florida, practice, and then they go back out on the road for two more.
Oh, really? This is in the middle of a road trip?
Yeah, no. I mean, they played yesterday, the fourth game, because they're 2-2, and they still have two more on the road, but they don't play from Monday till Friday now. They'll be in Carolina. The Miami Heat.
Somebody puts on the chat. We don't have time. What is that white thing Solana has around his neck?
It's a napkin.
We had the conversation before the show started. Now, finish up. We don't have time now. Yeah, finish up the headlines, Father.
He's like a priest.
Looks like he's ready for confession.
He got ordained.
The Miami Heat, they play the Suns tonight, 7:30.
Solana, for I have sinned.
It's been 42 years since my confession.
Norman Powell is questionable for the game tonight. The Heat are trying to end a three-game losing skid, and the Texans did knock out the Steelers 30-6.
God, thank God I got that Eddie Jones thing.
The Texans.
I would not have been able to dig out of that hole today.
Boy, I was ready.
Have won 10 consecutive games. That's the longest active streak in the NFL. They are the definition of hot.
All right.
That damn defense is special. Was it the Willie Anderson and Danielle Hunter? Well, that boy, I'm telling you, somebody's going to have problems with them coming through that damn AFC.
I hope so. I hope they destroy the Patriots. I'm sick of the Patriots need
problems.
Growing pains. It's not fair. Like, it's genuinely
they can't
it's not
be
fair.
This good this quickly.
It's
it just
fair.
Doesn't feel right.
They need to have – and the AFC used to be ran by Patrick Mahomes. Somebody else has to run it for the Patriots not to get back on top because they have Drake May and Vrabel and you know the combination. I'm taking unders on these games until Vegas messes me over with 40, and now I can't bet on it. But you're not scoring a lot of points on that damn Texas defense.
Let me see.
Stupid Chargers ruined my parlay.
You tell me 41. I'm gonna.
You know,
because so
you know.
36. Huh?
Nah, it'll be like 43 and a half.
41.
Bet an under on 41. I lost a bet last night with 3 minutes left. It was 30 points, 24-6, whatever. Yeah. And I was like, nobody else scores. I bet that nobody else scores. And then Aaron Rodgers throws a pick six.
How about people who bet the total before the game started? Do you know what the total was?
No.
36 and a half. Do you see what happened on the final extra point?
He missed the extra point?
In a way that no one ever misses an extra point. Kicked it straight into the dirt.
The butt of the snapper.
Like, it. What people are, and when I say people, Dr. Chuck included, outraged. They couldn't believe it. Yeah. It was the difference between the over and the under was the missed extra point on the final touchdown.
Shenanigans?
I don't know. It was the craziest missed extra point you'll ever see. Wait till you see the highlight of
it. I'm watching it right now. What?
You've never seen a missed extra point like that before.
He was short of the upright.
That's what I'm saying. You've never seen it go line drive underneath the goalposts?
Are y'all script guys?
Your weather in South Florida, rainy.
They didn't give me the script.
Well, maybe you just didn't read it properly.
Rainy and wet, drive safely. That's your weather and peace. Be with you.
Thank you, Father.
And also with you.
Jimmy's on fire today, man. He likes when Solana takes a couple of uppercuts. That gives Jimmy life. That gives him life. Look at him. He's beaming. Josh Appel is going to join us in the next segment. Frank Caliendo in the 3 o'clock hour. Joe Zagacki in the 4 o'clock hour. And Heat tickets every hour.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
You guys see new Mozart is dropping soon?
He's dead.
Josh Appel is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He's a play-by-play announcer nationally for Sports USA. He's the fill-in host for us here when one of us has to miss a show. He's a new dad. I was at his house last night.
Saw the baby.
Give me a nosy-nosy.
Got to meet.
Give me a nosy-nosy.
Got to meet.
Did we get a nosy-nosy, Josh?
He may have snuck one in.
Thank you. Hawk, you didn't nosy-nosy.
I forgot the nosy-nosy.
I texted you nosy-nosy.
And Crowder even brought me a Coke Zero today to say thank you for giving Jordan Appel a nosy-nosy. And it hit me at that moment that I had forgotten to give him the nosy-nosy.
My nosy-nosy.
Yeah.
That's my
connection. We bought a new pack, a 12-pack of Coke Zero cans last night in preparation for Hawk coming. We have zero left.
You drank all that Coke Zero.
Listen, man, you fire them up in the fridge, I'm going to knock them down. So, Appel, Mike Tomlin has stepped down from the Steelers. If I gave you your choice, no context, you don't have to worry about anything anywhere. I just give you a choice. John Harbaugh or Mike Tomlin, who would your choice be to be the next head coach of the Miami Dolphins?
You mean no context, like, Tomlin stepped down, so technically whoever would want to hire him would have to trade for him. So it
is that so
harder. Yeah, so the Steelers still own the rights to Mike Tomlin, similar to the Saints and Sean Payton, because he stepped down, he wasn't fired.
Okay, so leave that context in there then. That's interesting to me.
Yeah, so there's no compensation for Tomlin. I'm going to go with
Harbaugh. No, there is. Let's say that there is.
Well, I'm still going with Harbaugh.
Okay.
Because I know that this season didn't end how they would have liked it. It was a down season for them. But, I mean, I've seen Harbaugh coach a team to 13 wins the season prior to that. The season prior to that, they were eliminated by one touchdown against Patrick Mahomes. They lost in 2024 because Mark Andrews had butterfingers in that game. I still think John Harbaugh is a really, really good coach. I don't think that Mike Tomlin is not a good coach. I think Mike Tomlin is really good. I just think that at a certain point, seven straight postseason losses, the last four or five by multiple scores, it becomes somewhat of a trend. You know, they're good enough to get in, but that's kind of their ceiling every year. And I'm not certain that outside of a much needed culture change that Mike Tomlin, big picture and just the results, is that much different than what we've already had, which is squeak into the playoffs, lose in the first round. They've had a really tough time replacing Ben Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh since Ben retired. And that's kind of tracked with the lack of real big success that the Steelers have had. And Tomlin coming down here, are they going to have a chance to build around a young quarterback? Like, maybe, but I have seen Harbaugh have more success in recent years, granted with Lamar Jackson, but has had more success recently than Tomlin has.
But Josh, you said granted, but Harbaugh has had Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson and a very good defense, all pro defensive backs and all that, and still hasn't won. And Mike Tomlin, we know, over a decade of not winning a playoff game. And I think who's better, LeBron, MJ, or Kobe?
Oh,
we're talking
about
two.
Sure.
We're talking about two Hall of Fame coaches here.
Yeah, yeah.
But to your point, you brought up culture, and my thing is that is the Harbaugh culture, because he is a special teams guy, but he just had so much success that we look at him as a good coach. Well, we know Mike Tomlin's a defensive guy, and that's where he made his hay, I guess you want to say. Like, what's the thought on hiring this next coach? Is it the culture of just we need something, we need an identity? Or do you want a coach that has something? Because Mike McDaniel was his offensive guru, and obviously it didn't work out.
I think that given 2026 for the Dolphins is going to be a transition year before they can really reset things going into 27. I think this season can really be used as that culture shift back to not just talking about we need real leaders and accountability, but actually having that this season coming up, so that when you do, whether that's sign somebody big in free agency in 27, make a big trade, or draft a young quarterback going into 27, you have that foundation from the year prior already. I know, like, I'm watching this Bucks documentary on Amazon, the 10-part documentary, and I find it so interesting how many of these Dungy assistants ended up either A, being hired as head coaches back in Tampa, or B, ended up head coaches in other places like Mike Tomlin. And you mentioned that he's a defensive guy. That's the highest paid defense in the NFL. And they were not very good this year. And they've struggled. Granted, again, TJ Watt missed some time, but even when he was out there, they were still, I mean, week one, when they eked out a win in a shootout against that Jets offense, which didn't do anything. That's the best the Jets looked the entire year, was against that defense in week one. Like, I don't know. I think he's a really good coach. And if the Dolphins ended up somehow hiring him, I'd talk myself into that, and I think it would be a good hire. But at the same time, if I'm having a choice between other guys like John Harbaugh, I lean towards that. And I have a not that he needs my respect, but I have a ton of respect for Mike Tomlin. He is going to be a Hall of Famer without a doubt, because that track record of never missing the postseason and having a winning record every single year, like, that is something. I mean, that is, there's a reason why he's in a class of his own in that category. Not many coaches, even John Harbaugh, has had multiple down seasons in Baltimore. There are coaches who have down seasons, and the down seasons for Mike Tomlin and his Steelers career have just been, oh, we're 9-8 or we're 8-8.
I do think that the Dolphins' job is an attractive one, Appel. And we were talking earlier, Hawk was saying, hey, scenery, lifestyle, and I think that matters. But do you just get the feeling like these established head coaches, whether or not Tomlin wants to coach again, John Harbaugh, do you just feel like they'd rather go to a better situation overall? Because I don't know if Dolphins fans are kind of setting themselves up for failure, hoping that they're going to land one of these top names, when in reality it's likely not going to be one of those guys.
I think it's still an attractive job if the candidate, whoever it is, can look past, hey, like, 2026 is not our year, but 2027 could start to be what we build. It's just they're doing this a year early just because of what the previous regime left. I think that it's a good indication that Kevin Stefanski is taking an in-person interview with the Dolphins. I think that's happening today or tomorrow. I saw that report earlier today. I think it's an attractive job, again, because of the lifestyle, because you're not in the cold for the majority of the season, because you can kind of put your own imprint on this franchise moving forward. It seems like they hired a well-respected personnel guy in John Eric Sullivan. It's a good thing that he spells his name different from John Eric Alvarez, and as a hyphen, that's the Marlins PR.
You can.
I'm not sure there's room for two John Erics.
Well, you can be the determining vote on this. Solana says we're all going to be calling him JES by the end of his tenure. I and Crowder are suggesting Sully.
Mm-hmm. I like Sully.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Manly.
It makes me think of the pilot with Sully.
Well, obviously.
He's guiding the plane to a championship. Mm,
bingo. Wow. And ending up having to land it in Lake Okeechobee. And just hoping no one's hurt.
He's going to lay us down.
Solana, that is Solana, seems to be Solana's device, is he just goes with the GR.
Yeah, he loves George Richards. GR,
it's not my device. Yeah. I mean, this is what we do. Jackson Smith and Jigba is JSN. John Eric Sullivan will be JES.
Hmm. But he's an executive.
Too close to JETS, by the way, so I don't like that. It sounds like you're going JESS.
No, I'm not singing it. I'm saying it.
I
kind of
feel like you are. Tomlin for Tua.
Done deal. We got it.
Why would the Steelers ever do that?
Because they need a quarterback.
I will drive Tua to Pittsburgh.
This one in that weather,
if they've lost their head coach and you have to give up something for them, I'm suggesting Tua.
Hire the special teams guy that chews all the gum, put Tua at quarterback, and see what happens.
How about you trade the Steelers Tua for Tomlin, but then you don't even hire Tomlin?
It's like that's
a genius plan as well.
It's a genius plan.
That Pittsburgh Monday night game was the end of Tua in Miami, essentially. And so John Eric Sullivan, JES, Sully, is going to call up the Roonies and be like, hey, guys, hear me out. I know that you have this guy, Mike Tomlin, and he's highly successful. He stepped away, but I know you own the rights still. Can I interest you in the quarterback that you ended for us earlier this season?
You can have him now. Now you can have him.
Ruined his career. Here you go, big man.
Now you can have him. Josh Appel, thank you as always, Josh. This could be fascinating. What is the best? Who's that?
That's Solana.
Oh, look at that. Who is that? Oh, that's Steve Nash.
I was messing around. I didn't know I could do that.
Oh, put that back up. That is... It's a much better looking, more talented Solana.
That's terrible.
Told you. Amazing.
Same hairline.
Told you.
Those of you who are watching on the YouTube stream, you get a little treat there. All right, Josh Appel, thank you. What is? I was going to ask you real quick. What's the most, I guess, appealing opening in the NFL if you're a head coach? It's got to be Baltimore, right, to have Lamar Jackson?
I think it's Baltimore because of Lamar Jackson, but I think Atlanta is really sneaky attractive with all the skill talent they have there. And I think people are going to be interested in Jackson Dart. I think candidates.
But
it
all starts and ends, though, with a great quarterback. Lamar Jackson's an MVP. Like, wouldn't that be the most appealing opening if you could choose to go anywhere?
It's the best team.
Right? Yeah.
It's not even close. I think Tennessee.
If you could figure out that defense, though, because the defense has been an issue for them. If you could figure that out.
But is Tennessee a great team? Tennessee
struggles.
But you have,
they have
a young quarterback.
But you have a good, potentially great quarterback.
But then
you have Cam Ward. You have the another early pick again. You have a ton of cap space. But they've got a new stadium opening up in a couple years. Are they going to be spending all that money before the stadium opens? Or are they going to wait till they move in there? That's a question that I'm sure these coaches are going to have to find out. Because just because you have the cap space doesn't mean you're going to spend it.
Jackson Dart has more respect than Cam Ward and only played half the season.
I agree with you. I agree.
Would you rather coach Jackson Dart or Cam Ward?
And would you rather be successful in New York or Tennessee?
Yeah. I've been to that facility. Then we have electricity.
But at the same time, Crowder, I mean, all due respect to Shamari Dike and Alec Ayumaner and Chig Okonkwo in Tennessee, you got Malik Nabers.
Did he say sorry because they were African names?
No, he's just flexing that he knows.
I'm just saying, like,
I actually thought he was speaking Congolese.
What would you just say?
John Kulikovsky is also my favorite Buffalo Sabre as well, by the way.
See ya, pal.
Bye, guys.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Crowder.
Hawk.
Crowder.
Hawk.
Unk.